Hello.
Hi.
That's Karishma.
That's Rinky.
And we're Those Dumb Ghouls.
Yay, we started the introduction this time.
Yay.
Which is great because we forgot last time. And yeah, I feel like I don't know if people really care anymore to listen to us. So I feel like introductions are important.
Well, I mean, today I will be, I'm going to jump right into it.
Go,
I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead.
I'm not going to do it.
No banter. She's mad at me.
No, I'm just not good at it.
We're just going to do it because we want to keep these episodes short. So,
well, how's the weather? Let's start with the
It's minus 31 outside. It's supposed to be. Yeah. And
oh.
I mean, everyone's seasonally depressed and I'm just regularly depressed. so life is happening.
Yeah.
That is as long as I can elongate it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I haven't gone out, but there's like stuff that needs to be done today and I'm like really lazy. Like I just don't want to.
Sundays.
Sundays are not fun days. Anyways. No. So, that terrible banter, small talk aside.
We tried.
Pretend it didn't happen. Today I will be discussing the Kraus, also known as the Ahab spirit. So this is an interesting one because the roots of it are very like old. And when I was reading it, you could almost feel like, okay, this is not plausible, but like almost every culture has some sort of version of this. So I feel like there's some sort of like truth, grain of truth behind it, maybe. I'll tell you how the Kraus looks, okay?
Okay.
So the Kraus is a floating female head with a long tongue and internal organs that are dangling from under her. And
this is terrifying.
I know. Isn't it? Okay. And the source I was reading had a picture, which is like equally terrifying. The organs that are dangling from underneath the Kraus include a heart, a stomach, and intestinal tract. But essentially, there's also like people have seen her with other things like her lungs as well. And basically, these organs have like fresh blood in them and they're like glowing red and green, which is like, oh okay. God. Yeah. And her.
Absolutely terrifying, and this is not what I was expecting at all.
Surprise! And she basically has vampire-like teeth. So the spirit basically manifests in women that are young and beautiful, and her head and like her entire like I guess being has a glow around it, and a lot of people see it at night. And if you essentially see something like in your field or farm or I don't know, but if you see something at night that is glowing with like a green thing around it,
you know, you out of see, there.
Yeah.
You do not go towards it. You do not provoke it. You know, out of there.
Yeah.
Pretend you didn't see it.
Exactly. That's the Kraus. So the Kraus originates from Thailand. So it is believed to be a cursed individual who in their past life engaged in like sins and fraudulent acts. And essentially their punishment is that they are now living as an evil spirit as a way for like serving sentence for their like past wrongdoings.
But why are we torturing the people who see it?
I don't know. That's a great question. They didn't do anything wrong, right?
Right.
Yeah. And I think we have this in our culture too, or maybe not, but basically their punishment is that they can only eat food that is like uncooked, wasted, or rotten. And they can't eat like food. Like it has to be like messed up in some way.
Like rotten because they're rotten themselves.
Yeah. So like if you like make an offering to the spirit, then like they can't eat the food, but you have to like mess with it, like if it is bad or something. I don't know, but it's weird. Like it's a weird punishment.
Really scary.
Yeah. And so there's different origin stories of how the Kraus came to be. In the most popular depiction, the spirit was initially an ancient Khmer princess that cheated on her husband, who was a general, with a soldier. So,
oh my God, why are all these women being cursed?
Right.
I mean, she cheated, yes, yeah. But
But this just feels like there's a lot of other feminist issues here, but we'll just ignore that for the story. The soldier was decapitated while the princess was burned to death. However, people say that before she died, she chanted a spell to protect her mortal body, but was only able to save her head and her organs, which is why she has no lower body and everything's kind of dangling beyond the neck.
I don't like this.
Yeah. There's other traditions that say that the spirit was a rich lady that basically had like black gauze or ribbon tied around their neck to protect them from sunshine or something. And then I guess like that got possessed and like it decapitated. So like,
you know, there was actually a story, like a children's storybook. I don't know if you ever read it, but it was about this girl who wore a black ribbon around her head. And every day people would see her with it. And one day, I think it was, I don't know if I remember it correctly, but I think some guy like pulled it off, like a boy who was bullying her. Mm-hmm. And then her head fell off.
What? This is a children's book?
Yeah, this was a children's book. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, what kind of children's book, like, I've books are you reading?
I don't know which book this is. I think I need to find it, but I'm pretty sure it was a children's book. And there were illustrations with it.
The heck? Please find this book.
No, I need to find this book. I'll find it.
Yes.
But this is what it sounds like.
This is your Google search. Decapitation children's book Reddit.
And then the FBI show up at my house.
Exactly. But that's insane. The thing got possessed and basically that happened and she became a spirit that was cursed after that. Other legends say that it was essentially a woman that was trying to learn black magic, but she made a mistake during the process and used a wrong spell and her head and body became separated.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Which I think, like, I mean, all of these are pretty out there, but I think the third one's the most plausible if we're using
it is. Okay, honestly, magic is real. I can tell you this.
Okay.
Manifest.
Yeah. Have you, I don't know, but like, have you had any spells that like work or?
I don't know. I feel like it worked because I don't know if I told you, but I ordered a soap from this witchy shop and it was supposed to be like a money drying soap. And that same week I got the job offer for my job that I'm doing right now and it pays like $15,000 a year more than my old one did.
Oh wow, that's so cool.
So maybe it's a coincidence.
Link me
I think
up.
It's that soap.
That's cool. So like what, like you use it and
use it and you kind of like repeat to yourself like what you want, like you know, like you want abundance, you want prosperity, you want good things to come to you. And you kind of like think all of all the things you want. And then that soap is supposed to like whatever intentions you have, that soap is supposed to bring them to you in terms of money. And then there's one with like, there was one about love. And there was one that I found hilarious that was for people who wanted to attract sugar daddies. And this actually shop has so many reviews from like people who are buying her soaps and using them and stuff is happening for them. So I'm like, I don't know if it's a coincidence, but I welcome this magic.
That's cool. Good. Link me. I want to see what that
it's
is.
It's like a $5 soap. It's a shop in LA, but like my friend lives in LA. So I just, whenever she comes, I'm like, hey, bring me these.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
I'll bring you some. Next time she's here, I'll order more.
Yes, that's awesome. What was I going to say? I know something that works better than soap for the last one, which is attracting sugar daddies, which is just go on any app. Like, download any app and it's instant. Like, legit.
True.
Yeah.
Be a woman and go on an app.
There you go. Where was I? Yes. Okay. So the black magic thing and like that went wrong. Okay. So during the daytime, the spirit looks like a normal human being, but in the night, they leave their mortal body with only their head and their organs. And they essentially are in a quest to find food before the night ends. So they are believed to feast on smelly things. So blood, raw meats, farm animals, corpses, feces, placentas, newborns.
My God, smelly and, face and
yes. Newborns. Yep. I didn't even pick that up, but you're so right. Very smelly. But mostly they feed on blood. Mm-hmm. So they may attack cattle or chickens in the darkness, and they may prey on pieces of cattle like water buffalo that have died of other causes during the night. If blood is not available, they essentially eat feces or carrion. And people that have seen the krause or the like are in the area that the krause is in. So they try not to leave clothes outside because in the morning the clothes would be essentially soiled with blood because they would like wipe their mouth after eating.
Oh my God. at least the krause is hygienic.
Like, yeah. Yay for sanitation.
Exactly. Especially how essential in the pandemic world.
Right. They're just ahead of the curve. Okay.
She's taking care of herself. What a queen.
I know. Right. So essentially don't leave your clothes hanging if you don't want blood on them. So in order to protect, so with regards to the whole newborn thing where they eat newborns, to protect pregnant women from their child becoming victims, their relatives place thorny branches around the house as a barrier. But like the thorns discourage the krause from coming to suck the blood and causing other suffering to pregnant women. After delivery, the woman's relatives must take the cut placenta far away for burial to hide it from the spirit. If the placenta is buried deep enough, then the spirit can't find it. But if the spirit finds the placenta, then the child will basically have a bad life. Because the...
My God.
Yeah, because the placenta has been eaten by the krause. So they are basically cursed, the child themselves. There are three ways you kill a krause, so take notes. You must destroy the body when the krause is hunting at night and replace it with the wrong body so that the krause suffers until finally dying. Because remember, during the daytime, they just are normal body. Like, mm-hmm. They take over a normal body. So if you, like, replace it and switch it, then they die. Because they can't find the body, the original host, mm-hmm. when the morning comes. Or you can also cut off the krause's intestines.
How?
I have no idea. Like, take scissors and like, can't. Like, no. Apparently, if they're captured, they answer any questions that you ask them, which is creepy, but it also reminds me of that, the book.
Will I win the lottery? What are the lotto numbers for for next week's lottery?
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't there the Court of Thorns and Roses, wasn't there like this thing where if you capture it, then it answers?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That's what it reminded me of, because it's like essentially the same thing minus the creepiness. Well, I mean, it's also creepy.
It is also very creepy.
Yeah. So there have been numerous sightings of the krause. So on July 22nd, 2008, there was CCTV footage of a factory that captured what people say was a krause.
Ew, no, I'm not searching for that.
Yeah, it's like footage, like it's video. And so the krause basically appears near one side of the factory wall, which is adjacent to the field. A smartphone's camera was used to take shot of the CCTV footage to zoom in closer. They found that there was essentially a woman that was living in an area that looked exactly like the krause, or like the spirit that they saw. Local people said that they saw strange lights and heard really strange sounds at night for about a year after that footage around the area. But when the old woman died, essentially the sightings of the krause stopped. And there was an expert who basically specialized in figuring out if the video was edited or whatever, and found that that was completely raw footage, and it was like, nope, not edited. So
I
they
do not like that.
Yeah,
so they be edited.
I know. So that's terrifying, because they essentially saw like somebody with organs hanging out. Other sightings usually have to do with strange lights and weird noises, where people have seen that, like, when they look out the window, they see a glow that is associated with the crows, like, nope. At night.
Nope. Imagine this. I live on the 11th floor. If I saw a glow at night outside my window, I would pass away.
Yeah, that's terrifying. There's apparently, like, a bunch of, like, mushrooms that grow at night, like, in this area where the crows is spotted, where, like, you know that that's their trail or their track, and they're, like, green mushrooms that have the same glow as the crows allegedly has. Oh, my God. And, yeah, that's the story. Yay!
Woo!
Fun.
A hygienic queen, we stan.
Yeah, a hygienic queen that eats blood and drinks blood. We totally stan.
We do. We don't want her near us. So
nope.
This is why I'm saying we stan.
Yeah.
From afar.
Exactly.
Is that footage visible? Like, did you watch it?
No, are you crazy? I'm not going anywhere near that footage. I'm like, footage, okay, take notes, but done.
I'm
like,
tempted. I'm tempted to Google it.
I like, no.
How do I spell the crows?
So K-R-A-U-S-E.
Okay.
Or they're known as AHP, just AHP, a hop spirit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to search this one day.
It's too much exposure. You need, like, to slow down the exposure. Exactly.
I need to simmer down on this.
See, the only reason I did such a creepy story was that it's not in Canada and it's elsewhere. So I'm okay with that.
Amen.
Yeah. exactly.
I was going to do a Canadian story at one point, but I'm like, no, I'm okay. No. Not today.
It hits a little close, right? To home. And you're like,
especially for us, like, Canada, like, all the stories you search are in within Ontario.
Yeah, so that's true.
So you don't want to risk the wrath of anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially in Kingston. Like, Kingston has, like, a lot of, like,
Kingston is hella haunted.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder, like, I'm like there's obviously nothing, but I'm saying that to reassure myself.
But you live in a nice new neighborhood, nice new house. Yeah. So hopefully.
But what was it before? It was new.
Before it was new, it was the woods. Okay.
Okay, good.
That is all.
I like that.
We'll pretend it was the woods.
I like that. We will believe that.
Yeah, that was amazing. I loved it.
Thanks. I know it was short, but
no,
I
think
it
got the creepiness. I'd never heard of that, so that was amazing.
Okay, well, thanks for listening.
Thank you. And if you have any suggestions for us to improve, or if you would like to leave a comment, or, you know, just praise us.
That would be cool, too.
That was the best way to say it.
You don't even have to listen to the episode. Just, like, praise us.
Yeah, just give us validation. Yeah. You can write to us at thosedumbghouls@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram. Our Instagram is also thosedumbghouls at, that's it. not at Gmail, but it's just thosedumbghouls. Follow us, subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen, and hopefully you enjoyed that episode, and you hopefully will listen to us again.
Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.